Like you said, I think everyone knows what Chris Johnson is capable of doing, and then with Jake Locker, he's a mobile guy and he has a very strong arm. So for us in the second day, we just got to be alert, you know, when he scrambles around. He's not always looking to run the ball. We got to be alert for him throwing the ball downfield. So for us, it's a big awareness game. We got to be aware where all those guys are at, and they got good receivers on the perimeter.
It's his first NFL start. Do you guys try to get after him early to try and get him rattled?
I think we approach the game, you know, like we always do. When you talk about getting to the quarterback, that's always important. You don't want a guy to just be comfortable back there. So we're just going to approach the game and, you know, go out and play, because even though it's his first NFL start, I'm sure he'll be ready and be prepared.
Okay, but even if you go after him, that could open up some other things. Do you have somebody that's kind of a spy that has to be responsible to containment?
On our game plan, we have different things that we'll do to – you know, try to negate some things he does well, but things will switch up throughout the game plan.
Do you feel this year that there's some unfinished business? Is there a new attitude, a new edge, kind of a theme to you guys this year?
No, I mean, we just got to play football. It's a new year. We're excited to get ready to go first game of the season. You know, throughout this whole locker room, we got a bunch of guys out of eager, ready to go, all the way from, you know, rookies playing in their first game, the guys that have been here 10-plus years just ready to go.
How important is it to not underestimate what this team can do?
I don't even think that's a thought in our head. We know what they're capable of doing. We've been watching the film, getting ready for them. It's a new season, so, you know, I think people sometimes come in season focus on what a team did a year ago or, you know, in previous games, but right here we're focused. We're ready to go. It's the first game of the season. We know we're going to get their best shot, and they know they're going to get our best shot.
What's the deal with your brother? Did you really shut off communications leading up to
Yeah, man, we're not talking. There's not much to talk about this week. You know, with us, a lot of times we'll talk about opponents and who we're going against, and this week that doesn't really work out too well.
So when did you shut it off? When was the last time you talked?
Wednesday, a game week. That's when everything really officially starts game week.
Devin, what's the biggest difference between preseason game pace, training camp game pace in terms of your practice, and then in defense during a regular season game? How much does the tempo pick up?
When you get out there on the field, it's just the speed picks up a little more, I think. I think the rookies will really see it's not as friendly out there, you know, in the preseason. A lot of times you're going against a lot of guys that you went to school with, guys that are free agents, get on teams, a lot of guys on each team. And, you know, once you start talking about each game matters, you get it in the regular season, guys are really focused on just trying to win. So I think the pace and the attitude kind of changes a little bit.
And what about, you know, there's a lot of talk this week about welcome to your NFL moment for a lot of rookies who are playing in their first game. How do you go about not being overwhelmed by that, since obviously you went through it yourself?
I've just been telling those guys, you know, just remember at the end of the day it's football. You've been playing football your whole life. It's a bigger stage, but it's the next stage for you. So just be prepared. Try to stay settled. And once you get out there, I told them they'll all realize, you know, after maybe a play or two, that they're just out there playing football.
What did you learn from last year? Your rookie year, Pro Bowl, last year, some struggles at times. How are you different? How are you better?
I hope I'm just better. You know, for me, it's just been working each year, trying to develop, get better. From watching the film, seeing what you do good, seeing what you don't do as well, and just kind of improve on that. I don't really try to compare each season and think that I need to be the same guy I was in 2010 or 2011, just trying to get better and be a better player in 2012.
But is there a comfort level? Do you feel more comfortable than maybe you did your rookie year when you're
just... Oh, yeah, definitely. I think in this league, each day you get more comfortable than by each game and then by each year that you're fortunate enough to stay in this league. I think you get more comfortable just with being out there. You understand more schemes. You understand what offenses do more. So the comfort level definitely improves.
Sorry if this sounds great, but you're one of the team captains yesterday. What does that mean to you? And have you sort of grown into a leadership position here both last year and this year?
It's an honor. You know, whenever you can get voted by a bunch of your peers and your teammates as someone they see as a leader, I just think it's an honor, and I'm just going to try to do my duties and be a leader for these guys.
Would you characterize yourself as more of a leader? You know, it's basically like your play stand for itself. Are you a vocal guy in the locker room, in the huddle, a little both?
Just try to do whatever I think the team needs. I think we have some great leaders on this team, so I think we kind of just try to feed off each other and whatever the team needs, and You know, I really try to focus on making sure I can keep the secondary upbeat, keep everybody going, and mainly just keeping us all sticking together.
Just how important overall would you say the communication is with secondary?
Oh, it's very important. It's something we've been working on, I think, ever since the spring, down OTAs and minicamp. And for us, it's just a work in progress. We try to keep improving it day by day. So when we go out there on Sundays, we hope that we can have our best performance.
Thanks, Seth. Thank you.